That was Endless Blue from The Horrors off their latest album, Skying. And this is episode 36 of Pleasing to Your Ears, brought to you by me, Stephen Smith, courtesy of a website, pleasingtoyourears.com, where information about this episode and more can be found. How's everybody doing? I hope my voice is coming through loud and clear, and not too terribly congested, because I seem to be suffering from some sort of late summer cold. So I've taken the decongestants, I've taken the non-drowsies, baby, and I'm just hoping to get through this with as minimal... I want my usual mildly gay nasal quality in my voice, not, Lord, not this new incarnation that's, just quite frankly miserable, you guys. But I'll tell you more about it, and feel free to write in with any of your own homeopathic cure-alls, because they would be much appreciated. I gotta be on the mend. I need it. Help me with it, won't you? How about a little something to lift our spirits? This is from the new album Relax from Das Racist, the first official release, not a mixtape. This is Michael Jackson.
How we do,
Michael Jackson, $1 million. You
feel me? Holler, Michael Jackson, $1 million. You feel me? Holler, Michael Jackson, $1 million. You feel me? Holler, Michael Jackson, $1 million. You feel me? Holler.
That was Norwegian band Ice Age doing aping a better British sneer and accent than episode opener The Horrors. That was Ice Age from the album New Brigade, the song White Rune, which made it onto this episode, was plucked from anonymity from the many, many songs that I moved to the side for this special D&D episode that I keep touting but not delivering on. More on that later. Yeah, but I wanted to, the song is so great, wanted to use it in this episode instead, and then we began things from Das Racist, album Relax, the song, I'll give you three guesses what it was called. It was called Michael Jackson. Did you guess correctly? No, some of you didn't? Were you not paying attention? You skipped it. Oh, okay. My feelings are a little bit hurt, but I'll get over it. This is St. Vincent, Cheerleader.
Told whole lies with a half smile, held your bare bones with my clothes on. I've thrown rocks, then hit both my arms.
told me not to smoke drugs, but I wouldn't listen. Never thought I'd get caught and wind up in prison. Chalk it up to youth, but young age I ain't dissing. I guess I just had to get it out of my system. Out of my system. Out of my system. Oh Lord, I'd never do it now. I know what I ain't missing. That I went and got it all out of my system. The lust of youth versus married security. I'm glad I'm here now, but just between you and me, I had to get out and make the deals and learn to know how it feels with that. It ain't real.
Out of My System by My Morning Jacket from the album Circuital, I would imagine. And then before that, from the album I'm Very Far by Ockerville River, Writer. And I would encourage you, if you have the time or the inclination and enjoyed that song, to go to pleasingyourears.com and check out the video that's included and the link next to that song title in the post for this episode, because it's Ockerville River performing Writer live on The Late Show with David Letterman. And it's a total delight. I think I sometimes vacillate back and forth between live versions of songs, wanting them to be a sort of like faithful rendition of the way it sounds in the recorded version, versus, you know, like some sort of rambling live version that dicks around and has like some noodling 3-minute instrumental break in the middle. But then, you know, sometimes if it's inspired enough, a reinterpretation of a previously recorded song can be a welcome substitute or addition, right? But in this instance, this song is fairly faithful to the recording, and it's fantastic. Like, I get a little sort of tingle down my spine watching it, because there's a ton of people packed onto the stage playing every instrument under the sun and inside the orchestra. And it, like, this seems perhaps kind of reductive and a little dumb, but like you just get this like overwhelming feeling that you're like watching music being made. It feels very deliberate and sort of, I don't know, like artistic, because it's not a lot of people behind decks. There's no programming involved or sort of like cold alienating synthesizers, right? It's people playing, you know, upright pianos and a ton of guitars, instruments that are percussive or that have strings. You know, it's a pleasure to watch. So you should go check that out. It's really great. And then we started things off from the new album, Strange Mercy, St. Vincent, the song Cheerleader. If you are a fan of album artwork too, Strange Mercy, that St. Vincent album, has probably one of the best album covers in recent memory. It appears to be somebody asphyxiating on a white balloon. Check it out online. If you've got the internet, feel free to check it out. Guys, before we get into the next block of music, I want to say, if you've been waiting on pins and needles in recent weeks when I've been teasing the D&D episode of the podcast, it's still going to happen. I sat down last week to get to work on it and spent a lot of time in that endeavor. It was I wouldn't say it was overwhelming, but it proved to be more work than I'd allotted time for. But there is some really excellent music and an interesting presentational technique. So that's going to be coming up in a few weeks once I've had time to put everything together. But until then, I will leave you with a little teaser. These are just random notes, random notes scribbled down in my notebook that I share with you now. For a song entitled Empty Hearth, there's this cryptic note. Your necromancer Gloomblade, parentheses, or Banelight, ? Must reach beyond life to spirit realm to bring back your beloved after she is slain by witch. And then there's this for another song later in the episode. Mini boss battle, ? Dark prince traps the princess in an ivory tower surrounded by a vast labyrinth built of bone, inhabited by a race of one-eyed monsters. This circle of Sisquatch. So, I wouldn't say mark it in your calendars because I by no means am foolish enough to offer up a sort of date for when that will drop or plop for the Doug Benson fans out there. But it will be coming up in the near future and it will be a delight. Speaking of notebooks, very tangentially and very quickly, do you ever worry that, everybody sort of worries when they're writing something down in a notebook or making a note to themselves on a smartphone that the person on the train or maybe in the plane seat next to you will, read over your shoulder and maybe take something out of context? Period blood. Curative properties, you know, you don't hey, out of context that can seem horrible, but I'm sure you had a reason to write it. If you were to say, hypothetically, if you were to have written that down in a notebook of yours, but do you ever worry that somebody will find, you'll lose a notebook and somebody will find it and almost assuredly think it belongs to a frustrated savant of child murdering or something like that? I don't either. This is just purely a hypothetical situation. This is Hold On from Subtract.
Why don't we turn the leaf? Why don't we turn the? Why don't we?
Hold on.
that was Jam for Jerry from Holy Ghost! Exclamation point off the self-titled album Holy Ghost on DFA. And then before that, Subtract off the also self-titled album Subtract. Subtract in this instance spelled all capitals SBTRKT. In case you want to get your smooth English jam on. Do you think anybody has ever released a literal, like, sex tape? specifically, like, an audio tape? Because would that be incriminating? Or would that be kind of amazing? And would that be fodder for Remix? Because how great would it be to get a mixtape of an original sex tape? Food for thought. If anybody in this bearish economy is looking for a way to make some extra money, I think I have great ideas. I'm an idea machine, a factory of great ideas. You just bore witness to some of my genius. So that's a gift I'm going to give to each of you. I'm not charging you for this podcast of other people's music. But in addition to that, I'm giving away the idea of a literal audio-based sex tape. Remix it. Step 2, ? Step 3, profit. Okay? Okay, this is East Harlem from Beirut.
Sound is the keeps me the core. You're out.
That was Days from the Drums off the album Portamento. Before that, we had Peace on the Rise from Chad Van Galen off the album Diaper Island. Fantastic name, fantastic album. And then we began things with the Riptide from Beirut. The song was East Harlem. I have a sort of conflicted relationship with Beirut, I think, because... Like, while the music that Zach Condon makes in any incarnation is usually pleasing to my ears, I feel like I'm being suckered in some way. Like, it's the sort of thing like where you're like watching a movie or where your demographic is being very overtly targeted to and you know or marketed to and you know it and it's not transparent at all. Like, you could see it. Like in a movie or on a television show, that's what Beirut feels to me. Like it was made in some sort of corporate owned, Williamsburg basement laboratory, and the place where they like grow flannel and synthesize beards. And there's some sort of perfect algorithm that somebody's put together and that algorithm sounds like Beirut. Maybe it's like some sort of a thinner curse, you know, somebody on a fixed gear killed a gypsy and then the gypsies are getting back at us by making us buy Beirut albums or something like that. Maybe that seems like a theory without any holes in it. Ironclad, gypsy curse. Go to the blog, pleasingtoyears.com, episode 36. Watch the video for Chad Van Galen's Peace on the Rise, animated by Chad Van Galen. He's a very talented illustrator and animator. And the video is, it's a surreal treat. What can I tell you? You're guaranteed to enjoy it in the same fashion that you're guaranteed to enjoy this next song. This is Elbow with Love.
With love. fuck up. I can't even hear what you're saying, girl, shut up. Jokes, I'm playing, I'm drunk, fuck. Oh shit, oh my god, I'm so fucked up. What's up? Yeah, girl, stick your butt up. Shake it all around, make the dollar, pound, peso, yen, rupee, yeah, groovy. Just like a movie, ooh wee, truly zoot it out. I don't even know what it do to me. Move it out, move it in, okay. Let me do it again. Okay. Body, but I see, catching in chaos. Spaghetti told me to chill out, trying to cause some fun, so I pulled a bunch of bills out. The booze ain't the problem, the other shit it lead to. When it come to wild and believe in no equal, me and Vic from drunk and we wildin' in Queens. Promoted buggin', screaming who the fuck invited him. Too much Bacardi, started speaking dumb, then I tried to snuff that. It must have been Puerto Rican rum. Young Amitabh, I'm a Don. Single malt neat, I prefer Oban. Or that age shit, 25 Macallan. Mommy drunk quick cause she only eats salads. Pissy drunk, wild and drunk, about to get dizzy.
Bari barsi khatne gaya si khat ke le aande chaapi bhangra painda ni ho gaya hun sharabi bhangra painda ni hun ho gaya hun sharabi bhangra painda ni ho gaya main sharabi bhangra painda.
Punjabi song featuring Bikram Singh from Das Racist. And that joint, man, am I right, guys? Oh, man, that had kids knee-deep in shit inside latrines dancing. Am I right? I don't know if that reference was to Schindler's List or to Slumdog Millionaire, but you can bet it was offensive. Before that, Reunion from M83, Hurry Up, We're Dreaming, the album coming out soon. It's going to be a classic. And then we started things off from Elbow, Build a Rocket Boys, the song With Love. Guys, the episode's drawn to a close. I feel like I'm a... There's a lot of emotion welling up in me right now. No, it's my cold. It's my cold. And try as I might, I've got the neti pot right here. You can hear it. Oh, God, something just came out of the neti pot. Oh, God. That's a hell of a thing. Well, it's dishwasher safe, so at least there's that. I'll be sure and clean that before using it again. Hopefully, it'll work and clear out some of this congestion. I know you're probably asking yourself, Steven, you've done so much for me. Throughout the course of episode 36, you've blown the lid open on that whole Gypsy Beirut curse, yeah. And then there was that $1 million idea bit you did earlier, which I'm sure some of you have already turned into profit. I won't, because I can't remember what I said, even though it was mere minutes ago. You're probably saying like, "Oh, yeah, Steven, I made money hand over fist." What can I do to give back? Maybe buy you a new microphone so it doesn't sound like the episode's being recorded inside of a rape cavern. No, guys, it's okay. I'm going to get my own microphone soon. the thing that you can do is, you know, frequent the website, pleasingtoyourears.com. You can, I don't know, leave some feedback there. You can like the Pleasing to Your Ears page on Facebook. You know, maybe you're listening to this 2 weeks from now, and that new Facebook redesign is dropped. And you're in there, and you're sort of like, you're digging around in the nuts and bolts, enjoying, you know, all of your friends' bullshit minutia washing over you, and you think to yourself, hey, I should like that page on Facebook, Pleasing to Your Ears. It is a pretty good podcast. I'd encourage you to do it. Follow us on Twitter. All that information available at the website, pleasingtoyourears.com. We'll be back next week with another episode, episode 37, special co-host, theme, love, hate. I'll let you, that's all I'm going to say. I'll let that sort of germinate. I'm planting that seed in your head. What's that mean, Steven? You'll find out next week. Going to record it this weekend. Special guest, really excited about her. Give you a hint. We are romantically involved. We have seen each other naked. Okay? All right. Following that, 2 weeks later, D&D episode finally coming at you live and in tinny stereo. Tinny ass stereo. Steven, are you using a microphone or two fucking aluminum cans with some twine connecting the two of them? Hey, not so fast there, old timer, with your weird early 20th century toy jokes. I'm trying my best here, and besides, it ain't costing a dime. Alright, I'll leave you guys. I am Steven Smith, this is Pleasing to Your Ears. Episode 36, in the can. Not the same can that I used to record this. That was a callback from before. I took your joke, I made it mine. Technically, I took the joke that I wrote and said was your joke, and then remade it mine, so, recycling. Environmentally conscientious, what can I say? I'll tell you what I can say. Space is only noise if you can't see. What does that mean? It's a song title, moron. Nicholas Jarr from the album Space is Only Noise. It's been a pleasure. Space is only noise if you can see. See, I wanna write stories about two dogs. Two pretty to fall in love. Two little spaces there. Filled with echo, one point belonging to each space. Did the lines ever intersect one another at moment, time, or have always crushed, replace the word space with a drink and fruit.
towards space with a drink and forget it. Space is only noise if you can see. Regret the calculator and fix yourself. Grab a calculator and fix yourself. Replace the weight and use with a drink and forget it. Space is
watch your clock,
baby, watch your clock. Replace the
watch the weather, baby, on TV.
And forget it. Space is only noise that you can see. 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 Space.